Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, David Murphy, from the National Black Unity News. You know, first I want to thank those of us who are with us in the Zoom call, but also want to welcome those who are on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. We like to call this what they say a simulcast. And welcome to our Monday night podcast. Before we get started, before I share a little information with you, I'm going to bring my partner and brother Satawi Jahi, because he has always bring something positive to say before we get our meeting started. We like to start off on the good foot, as old folks say. So, brother Satawi, you got it, sir.
All right. Thank you, David. Yes, sir. What will this call? We'll read from Daily Motivations, African American Success, written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, and read for night goes like this. A change is coming. There's a freshness and uniqueness about dance because it constantly changes. Variety is the spice of life. Judith Jamison, director of the Alvin Ailey Dance Studio. Two caterpillars were crawling across the grass when a butterfly flew over them. As they looked up, one nudged the other and said, "You can't get me up in one of those things for $1 million. You heard it said that it should never change a proven success formula. Generally speaking, the majority would agree with that statement. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But sometimes there is a time and a place for change. Imagine what it would be like if the owner of an aquarium never changed the water in the tank. It wouldn't be long before the fish died. Changing the water and keeping it circulating allows the fish to thrive in their habitat. It is much the same with us. Without change, we would stagnate. Although many of us resist it fiercely, change forces us to grow and evolve, become more flexible, resilient, and confident. Our task is to transform any fear of the unknown and encourage ourselves to change what needs to be different in order for our power to flow freely and constantly. Really, in creativity. An African proverb tells the story of a teacher who gave her student a silk scarf grown into many knots. The student's assignment was to untie the knots, a chore he struggled with until he realized in order to succeed, he had to untie the last knot. To change our lives for the better, we must untangle our most immediate challenge, our last knot of difficulty, so our scarf will be permitted to flutter gently in the breeze. From this day forward, I will welcome change. I'll embrace a break from the routine. Change is coming. As Sam Cooke used to say, that's all. Change is going to come. And, you know, life changes every day. It either gets better and better. You know, I hope it gets better and better. Or, you know, if you're in a stalemate or stuck in madness, what you need to do is just take time, meditate, and reflect that, hey, it could be worse. She's still here. So I mean,
that
means you have a chance to be better. Mm-hmm. So get out there and give it your best and do your best, and the rest will take care of itself. Thank you. Back to you, David.
All right. Appreciate that, sir. Has come, will continue to come, and it must come. But let me say this before we get started. We have several speakers on here tonight. Got a special treat for you tonight as well. You know, I was calling this series in this month, Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. I added a little bit more to that because, you know, there's a lot more going on out here in the Baltimore and throughout the United States and throughout the diaspora. And I know this young lady I've been knowing for a long time. And I know she won't be able to stay on long, so I'm going to just get to her immediately. And And I'm just sharing this about this. I've known this young lady for many years, and she's been honing her craft for a multitude of years. And I went to an event, I think about a month ago, maybe a little longer. And I'm going to tell you something. This was a fantastic event. You know, she's very professional, and she's going to be doing a lot of things. And she's going to host a major event in Virginia real soon as well. And she also hosting an event for the National Black Unity News here in Baltimore. And I'm going to let her share a little bit of information what's going to take place and how you can get involved. Catherine Trotter, can you unmute yourself, please?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm still here.
Yes, absolutely. Well, listen, I just want to say, first of all, thank you for having me on tonight's platform. Thank you for being a part of the last business conference. And what's coming up on this Saturday is the CEO networking event. We're featuring the National Black Unity News, Mr. Murphy, as well as any business owner that has ever been featured in the publication within this community, the Baltimore surrounding areas, should I say. It's going to be a great time. It's this Saturday. We're kicking off at 12 noon. The address is 3000 Chestnut Avenue, Suite 100D. And again, that's Baltimore, Maryland. The zip is 21211. Just as a FYI, it's in the Mill Center. It's a huge, big brick building. But sometimes you can get a little turned around if it's your first time coming. So I'm going to give out the office number. It's 443-799-6529. Feel free, if you're coming, you may get a little turned around. Don't hesitate to give us a call. Right now, we have a very good head count for those that have already expressed interest in coming out this Saturday. Again, we are featuring the National Black Unity News publication on this Saturday and all the great accomplishments that have been going on throughout the time frame since the existence of the publication, right? And Saturday is going to be a time for us to come together in a collective way, but also to talk about how we can continue to move forward and expand our borders, right? So I know this summer, and one of the things from Strategic Collaboration Network, what we're doing, that's the name of my company, this summer we're going to be on the road. We're going to be in Nashville, ATL, Miami, and the Virginia market. And as we go into these different spaces, of course, we're going to be singing the praises of this publication, taking the publication with us on the road to continue to expand. Now, y'all are already in those markets. We're just coming in to help continue to spread the message and spread the word, right? In addition to that, as we go to these other markets, the business owners that's been featured previously, we want to shine a light on them as well when we go into these other markets. And I also want to say thank you, Mr. Murphy, because you connected me with the Virginia chapter of the publication. And as a result of that, I'm actually going to be in Prince George's, Virginia, May 18th. They have me coming out there, Dr. Pender. I'm going to be going out there speaking to a lot of the business owners in that area around business development, but also financial planning. Many of you may or may not know, I'm also a licensed life insurance broker. So we're going to have an educational day when we go there. And then June 22nd, we're going to be in the Tyson Corner, Virginia area for the Extreme Business Conference. But all of this is going to be kicking off with this Saturday, the 27th of April. We're going to be closing out the month in a powerful way. Mr. Murphy, he's one of the featured speakers on Saturday. Dr. Leroy McKenzie, he's also one of the other featured speakers, among many others. And so if you have the opportunity and if you have the time, we invite all of you to come out. Even if you haven't been featured yet in the publication, we would like to have a conversation with you on how you can get featured. And again, it's just been an honor to stay connected with Mr. Murphy and all of the colleagues that's a part of the publication. It has made an impact in our community, and it will continue to make an impact in our community. And again, for those that's just meeting me for the first time, I am Catherine Trotter. I'm a business strategist. My passion has always been to work with business owners, allowing them time and space to grow where they are. But more importantly, as they continue to grow, make an impact in the community. Because we're not just creating these businesses just for the sake of creating a business. We're creating these businesses so we can shift our community in the right direction. But we can't shift the community until we shift our family. So we also talk about how we need to grow from within, right? Shifting within our families first, and it spreads abroad into our community. And so with that being said, Mr. Murphy, back to you.
Yes, and if you can, Ms. Trotter, can you not only put your phone number out there, but can you put something in the chat room, how people either flyer in the chat room so people get a hold of it. I appreciate that. And thank you so much for your time. And I know you're a busy young lady, but if you can stick around for a little longer, we appreciate it. So we got some great people on there chat, some great information. Okay, great.
Yes, sir.
All right. And let me get started off on, with a little information about the National Black Unity News. This publication and come from what I like to say, divine inspiration. In other words, come from God. And I was just obedient to the call. And since our inception back in 2017, this publication has grown to be, if not the number one black newspaper in the world, but it is, I do know this, that we are the number one black circulated newspaper in the nation now, and we are constantly growing. As you just heard that Ms. Crowder just mentioned, we will have a Virginia Black Unity News, a South Carolina Black Unity News, as well as a Texas Black Unity News. And we are coming to a state where you are as well. And through the grace and mercy of God, our territory is expanding. But let me share why it's expanding. Because we have a publication that uplifts us black melanated people. And that don't mean we put down any group. We all know that in this country, black people has been through some trying times and has not been treated fairly. And so now we playing catch up in so many different areas. And our mission is to uplift us, not to put anybody else down. And also, what we have done, we have had a multitude of people come through this publication sharing solution-oriented information that can enhance one's quality of life. And we are not a negative. We are a solution-oriented publication. And it's by us and for us. In other words, we are not kept. Nobody gives us money or resources to tell us what we can or cannot do. And we're supported by us. This is what we call a collaboration. A group of people have come together, not only pulled their resources together, their information, and collectively together, not David Murphy, not Bill Good, not Baltimore, us have come together, and now we have shared information all over the world. People are extremely impressed with us because, first of all, they've never even seen a publication with this type of quality. Our publication is printed on the top graded newsprint, and it's in color from cover to cover. It's a very expensive newspaper to even print, but it's not about how we look or what we're saying all the time. It's about the people who's involved with this publication. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the people in this publication had to go through a test, one little simple test, and that is they had to have a heart to give and share. And that's what everybody in this publication brings to the table. Yes, we do make money, but we are not money. Well, I'm not money driven. But I can tell you this, though. Money is up there with A almost, as far as I'm concerned, because it can answer quite a few, solve quite a few issues, especially in my life. I'm not quite sure yours as well. And but we got another gentleman I want to bring on here. And he put an insert into the National Black Unity News. And see, this is the type of people I'm talking about. This young man in Baltimore, if you don't know, if you haven't heard on the news, that we have a state's attorney, a former state's attorney by the name of Marilyn Mosby. This young lady has a powerful background, not just here in Baltimore, but on the national level. I mean, she helped so many dignitaries like our vice president and so many others. She was one of the most keynote speakers in the state's attorney for black people around the country as well. Unfortunately, and fortunately for us, this young lady has been persecuted because she decided to do her job and take a stand. And because she took a stand, if y'all don't know, back about 2017, and that's one of the reasons why we started this publication too, is because they call it a riot. Some call it an uprising. Some people just pissed. Let's put it that way. And because a young man by the name of Freddie Gray was thrown into a police wagon and was killed. And by the time they both got him to the station, he was dead. And there was 5 police officers. You know, they didn't check on him. They didn't do this. They didn't do a lot of things. And so she charged them with a crime. And they all got away with that because of this, you know, certain things that, you know, society do to us. You know, there's 2 sets of laws. I'll be straight up about that. But in any case, they've been on her since that time had. They've been giving this young lady a very difficult time. And now she has been tried and found guilty on 2 different occasions by dealing with her own money. Her money. Not nobody else. She didn't take nothing but her money. And most people have been fined about $50 if they, you know, if you did something like that on your paperwork, but you're trying to do this and try to do that. But this is the only thing that they can find, and unfortunate for this young lady. She ended up getting a divorce because, you know, when money issues come in, you know, all that legal fees and stuff they had, it caused problems. She had 2 little girls that she had to take care of. She lost her car. They took her passport from her. They tried, I don't know if they've done it yet, but they're talking about taking her law license from her, her way, her means of surviving. And, you know, all because she took a stand. And she's not the first one here in this era. We had a young man here in I think it was Baltimore County. His name was Dr. Dallas Dams. Impeccable resume. He wouldn't have never got that job. Young black man, head of the school system, dealing with his own money. Do you know they didn't slap him on the hand? They didn't give him community service. They sent him straight to jail. Did all the things all his life, all the right, no probation, no nothing. They get straight to jail. We just had a mayor of Baltimore City put in a lot of work all her life, no probation, no this. And plus, she was involved with some other people that she got hundreds of thousands out the deal. They said that she was selling these books and stuff. But there were some guys, other people, who made millions, and they never even been to court. Never even got indicted, period. But she went straight to jail. And I can go on and on and on, so you got to kind of get my point when I say we are not treated fairly in this country. But we have a young man on here. And I'm proud of this brother because this brother stepped up. He saw what was going on. And he attended a few trials, but he went a step further. He didn't like the way this young lady was treated. Now, I also belong to a group called Black Men Unifying Black Men. And we had her come, Marilyn Mosley, come to our breakfast. We host a breakfast every month. And this young lady shared with us what she has been through and what she's going through. Man, it broke my heart, man. I'm serious. But you know, but one thing about that, there were some brothers as well as some sisters decided to take a stand. You see, this lady, when she was in office, she had entourage around her, all the big-time preachers, politicians, and everything. But when this lady went to court, she was by herself. All of those comrades that she's supposed to have in the court, they were gone. They scattered. And she was left alone, but then some people decided to take a stand with her. And I want to bring this young man on tonight. Because what he did, is, I think, is remarkable, but he was just doing what brothers should do. I hope he's still with me. There he is. His name is Mr. Wayne Bennett. Can you unmute yourself, sir?
Absolutely.
And this man, I'm just saying what he did, and he can explain why he did it. But he will be hosting a fundraiser for her in very near future. I'm going to let him take it from here. You got it, sir.
Thanks, Terry. Yeah, what we're doing on May 19th, which is a Sunday, we're hosting a fundraiser along with a support rally for Marilyn Mosby. So what this entails, we're going to have absolutely wonderful barbecue. We're going to have performers. We're going to have a band. We're going to have a DJ. So we want it to be that, you know, a unity fest, a love fest to support this sister for exactly what she's going through, you know, because she attends court May the 23rd. So right after the function, she goes to court. So we want to kind of gather all that love for that weekend and go with her into the courtroom. Maybe it might be on a Thursday, the following Thursday, I believe it's 23rd, maybe Wednesday or Thursday. So at least if she be able to, you know, to have all of their just kind of support and just let them support that, know what, that we are behind this sister, you know, and we're with her 100%. So this is what this is about. This is about, you know, a gathering for this sister, you know, a support. And I'm hoping that we can, you know, have a lot of you guys. Somebody say something?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm hoping that we get a lot of you guys. We really would like 500 or more plus, you know, to show her that warm love, to show her that we appreciate it. Because one thing I'm noticing toward the courtroom, when the sister was there, when she went to court the first time, she didn't have anybody, hardly anyone. I think one or two people was at the trial. And, you know, after Googling it and seeing her face approaching the courtroom, you could see the distress on her face. Fast forward to that, when, you know, we did get some support there, and then she saw all the, you know, all the guys and the women out there just supporting her, her whole attitude changed. She was just kind of uplifted. So what I want to take that look on her face, the fact that she was uplifted, I want to do the same thing for her on May 19th. You know, when she see all of us there just supporting her, because she's actually sacrificed, like David said, she sacrificed quite a bit. She could have certainly just turned a blind eye to what was happening and would still probably be in her position, you know, but she didn't do that. You know, she took that sacrifice, you know, and look where she is at now. So at the very least that we could do is stand behind her sister, support her, let her know that we're there, we appreciate her, and we love her. Thanks for Dave. Thank you for that. For having
me. Yeah, but I'm just going to elaborate a little further, then I'm going to bring my other guests in. You know, on Monday nights, we talk about this and we talk about that. You know what pained to me to my heart? Because when she spoke to us on that breakfast, she actually explained to her how she felt in that courtroom. She turned around and didn't see anyone. Maybe one or two people there. You know, they even took, she don't even have a car now. Somebody had to take her, drive her to the courtroom. This is how they stripped her. All of her financial, her well-being and stuff. And then she ended up with what they call them state's attorneys, whatever they call them, legal services. And she's an attorney herself. But see, this is the kind of stuff that's happened when you decide to take a stand sometime. But when she explained to us how she felt when she looked around and didn't see none of her friends, her associates, her coworkers. And she just felt she was alone. And she said that she understood that she's a sacrificial lamb. She understand that part. And she's willing to accept that role. But she said it pained her so hard when she didn't see anybody there. But then when my brothers like Mr. Bennett and so many people start standing up, they start getting buses and they start going to their second trial. She said when she looked around and seen people that were there to support her, like my brother said, she lit up. And she said that did something. She explained that to us. She said that did so much for her. And I want to thank you personally, brother, for your stance. Because this brother's opening up his home. This event he's going to have it at his home. He's opening up that tents and everything. He'd be putting up a lot of money to support this lady. And for those of us who are on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk Radio, support this sister. Because let me just say this in closing on this subject. And I can't think of no time in history, and even up to this modern day time, when people can come into a community and do something to it, their women, their children, kill the children right in the streets. And do all of these atrocities and nothing. And I'm a black man. I told you I belong to several black groups when men are involved in. I also belong to the National Black Council of Elders, Black Men Unifying Black Men, our social club, the oldest men group in the entire nation. And when people can come into a community and the men don't do anything, that's an atrocity.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I don't care, you know, I just, you know, it just, But in any case, times are changing and we're beginning to change. Our eyes are being opened. And brother, again, I thank you and all those who stood with you for standing up, taking a stand. And I appreciate you. But let me say this now. You know, I was talking, just mentioning about Marilyn Moses, how they stripped her of her finances, her way of living. And at this point now, she got two little children, two young ladies, two little girls. And they don't know what's going to happen, you know, after this thing is over with, you know, what's going to, you know, but that's why we need to support her. We need to stand with her while she's in trial. And they also efforts to get her, you know, what they call that pardon. And you know, because she deserved that. But, you know, like I say, but she is a scapegoat. And we understand the fraternal, the police and all of them was after her since, you know, she went after them. And they've been on the hit list. And the fraternal, the police is one of the strongest organizations in this country. And but in any case, you know, we going to start, you know, on a more positive note. And this is positive because we got people standing up for us now. But,
And Dave, can I add one thing to that as well?
Yes, sir. Come on, man.
I want to invite all you guys out that's on the Zoom to participate in this event. Again, it's a free event. It's, you know, free barbecue. We, you know, we kind of just laid it out for the Sister to show the love. So what I would love to have happen is that you guys kind of spread the word. Because the more the word is spread, the more people and the more love, you know, it is. So the more she see, I think the better she'll, you know, she'll feel about the whole ordeal. So again, please, you know, it doesn't cost you much, you know, other than it's just to show up and to show her love. So I'm imploring every one of you guys, if you could, you know, kind of spread the word, you know, let them know this event just happened. By the way, the address is 6910 Haviland, Haviland Mill, M-I-L-L, Road, and that's Clarksville, Maryland, and the zip code is 21029. It's from,
can you put that in the chat, sir?
Oh, I will.
Put it in the chat, and that way everybody can copy it. And by the way, too, sir, I didn't mean to cut you off, but, you know, he will also, his page is inside the National Black Unity News. He has a full page on that event. And right next to his page, there's another full page ad someone else took about where they will be taking busloads up there to the trial. And so, again, go ahead and finish, brother.
That's what I wanted to, you know, touch on. Absolutely. So, yeah, you know, again, I'll post the address, you know, and the information for that particular date. So, again, Dave, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, sir. Let me get on this subject here. This man, you know, if anybody know me, I like to keep it real. You know, that's why I'm transparent. And because, you know, when you're transparent and you keep things real, you never know what other people are going through. You know, we can look like, you know, on surface, you know, some people think I got it going on. And I do. I tell people I'm one of the wealthiest men on the earth. But I got issues just like everybody else. And one of my main issues is financing. You know, what I do is astronomical. You know, I'm at the age of 72. I'll be 73 this year. Do you know I do the work? I'm just saying, old man. Well, I can't stop saying. Somebody told me to stop saying that. You know, call this an old man. But
yes,
if you ever have ever been into a print shop or a newspaper office in your town, and go in there one day and you see the front desk and everything, but if you ever go back there with all these cubicles and all these people working on this one publication, you'll see about 40, 50 people in that room. And that's in the room just putting the paper together. Then you had the other people pre-set up and all of this kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm a printer by trade as well. That's how I end up doing this kind of stuff. Do you know it take a whole host of people to put a publication together? Do you know yours truly still do that? I put this entire publication together myself, but because I'm gifted and I'm talented, I've been doing this for a long time, it's like walking to me. And you know, God give us all a measure of gifts, and that just happened to be mine. But it would be nice, you know, the worst thing that happened to people my age and my lifestyle, is to take all this wisdom and knowledge to the grave. I would love to post some, and newspapers are still, to those who don't believe it, newspapers are still relevant because this is where you get basic news from. What you see on CNN, the first thing they say, it comes from the Washington Post, it comes from this, it comes from that. So the newspaper is the soul and heart of information. But in any case, you know, I call this series Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. And I had a young lady on here. She's on. I don't know if she want to speak. But her name is Catherine Brown. And I've been knowing this lady for maybe, I don't know, 25, 30 years. And she is a master in health. I mean, she's been going to school ever since I know she was always in school. She's a chef. She's a fitness coach. I mean, she's the whole pack. I would put her up against anyone in the health because she knows it from A to Z. And she practices, you know, she just don't talk. She practices. She has the wisdom and the knowledge. And she and I will be working together because this time in life, you know, we had to come full circle. You know, we had to be healthy. And it's nice to be wealthy, and it's nice to have wisdom and knowledge. And that's why we brought this kind of subject matter up. And Ms. Brown will be working with us, in the very near future. But there are some people, I know they don't have too much time, but there are some people on here tonight that I met recently. Now the two people that I met, I've been knowing one guy pretty much all his life. I'm older than he is, you know. I have a first cousin who lives in the New Jersey area. His father and my father's are brothers, and they come from a place called Whiteville, North Carolina. And I don't know if I ever told him this. One of the main reasons why I do a newspaper day is because of my father. You see, my father was an educated man. My father had, back in his day, he had 2.5 years of college. That was almost like a doctorate degree today. My father had military. He was a sergeant in the military as well. But he come to Baltimore, and plus he was, you know, he sang. He had a quartet because we listened to him sing in the kitchen when we were children. And he can take, he can know how to grow stuff, man, and build stuff with his hands. I mean, he was a Renaissance man. Talking about, you know, the atrocities that happened to us as a people. You see, my father had, he was eight of us. And do you know, later on in life, he told me what happened to him. My father ended up drinking, ended up dying of alcoholic. You see, because can you imagine, put yourself in his shoes. You got all of these skills and talents, and you get on these jobs back in them days in the 50s. Late 40s and 50s. And with all that education, they had you cleaning out toilets, calling you every name but the child of God. And he had to be submissive and humble because he had all these mouths to feed. So he had to take a lot of stuff. And I watched this wonderful man go from one string to the other. I watch him have his go down, you know, down and down and down. And I said, I would never do end up the way he was, but later on in life, I did. But like I say, these are some of the things, my journey is because a lot of little things like that has happened to me and to us, to my people. And I got a cousin, as I just mentioned, William Murphy. We call him Buddy. And he introduced me to a program just recently. But before I tell you, you know, bring some of these people on and tell you about the importance of this program for us, it is this. See, Buddy has a thing, what I call a burden for our people, especially for our family. Our family, I'm talking about my blood family, the Murphys. And my brother is on here now, too, Walter Dempsey Murphy, who is the managing director of the National Black Unity News. He, too, has a burden for our people. My brother and me and him talked for years about how we can bring our family together, help them out financially. We was all talking about credit unions. We were thinking all kinds of stuff we were trying to think of that we could do. But don't we had one issue, though. We just didn't have enough resources, finances, to do those types of things. And then, and one of the reasons why we wanted to do those things, and one of the reasons why I do what I'm doing today, to bring resources not only to myself, but to us as the people. And so that we can change the paradigm, because look, let me just say this. As my father suffered, his father suffered. I'm suffering. But I don't want my children to go through a lot of stuff that I had to go through. And they shouldn't have to. And most of their issues because, like I said, economics. And if you look at the playing field in this country and the history of this country, you know, it just wasn't fair. But it is what it is. And because of the National Black Unity News, we have made it. So I do know, personally, that one man with a thought, with a plan, changed things. Because I've done it in spite of all the stuff that I've been through. I'm still here to talk. Now that's why I'm on here tonight. And I told you, I tell people I'm not mission, I'm money driven, but I'm mission driven. But even freedom comes with a price. And so recently, I've been going through something on a lot of different fronts. I've been in a major battle, not down, dragged out. But guess what? I'm a Murphy. I'm a fighter. and I come out victorious. It ain't over yet, but, you know, I got them on the run now. And one of the reasons why, because my cousin, they showed me something when I first saw what they had to offer, him and his wife, Sarah. They was all excited, and they showed me this plan. And the first thing came to my mind was my children. And I told you, I like to be transparent about this. I don't know if any of you, you know, I know some of you doing so well for yourself that you may not have had this problem. I got a son. He has a family paying a mortgage. I got a daughter who has five children. She recently divorced. She works hard, but she's struggling. And from time to time, they come to say, Dad, can you help with this? Can you help me with that? And you know one of the worst feelings in the world, when your children come to you and say, can you do this for me? Can you? And you don't have it. You know, we supposed to be men, supposed to be protectors and providers. That don't make me less than a man, but it sure make you feel like one. And so, you know, and that's only because of economics. And it's not just me, because like I said, I talk to a lot of people, family. Most of them are business owners, and they're struggling financially. Got great ideas, but you just don't have enough finances to get that over the hump sometimes. And I tell people now, I took a publication from a thought, from inspiration from God, and that is number one black newspaper in the nation. And I tell my brother this, I say, if one man can do this with nothing, can you imagine what I could have done with something? But it's not over with yet till it's finished. There's still hope. I got aspiration. I heard my cousin, I talked to my aunt recently, just the other day. She just had a break. She said, I'm 93. Man, look. Now, I guess I said, yeah, if I can get to that 20-something more years of my life, I can just get to that point. That's a lot of living. I can conquer the world in that kind of time. Knowing who I am now, because I got experience in life. But getting back to this point, ladies and gentlemen, you know, sometimes we have to open our eyes and our hearts and be real with ourselves. And, you know, I'm a praying man. I have to trust God. Sometimes I don't even know how I'm going to be. And to be quite frank with you, Fighter, you are in the same book you told me so. And so now, when I was going through this major battle in this last month or so, physically too, mentally, financially, everything hitting at the same time. And then me and my cousin hooked up, my cousin Sarah. I sent her some information about something else. she and I got to talking. And then she asked me about this 72 challenge. Have you heard of it? I said, no. So you need to take the 72-hour challenge. I said, okay. So Buddy and Sarah took me on this meeting. And we just happened to have, gentleman was, how would you say, leading the meeting, or was, you know, was a lot of people involved in the meeting. But he was like the host of the meeting. And man, I was impressed with this bro. Not because what he achieved. See, one thing about me, I had a gift. And this gift is called discernment. See, sometimes I can see something in people. Sometimes they can't see it in themselves. You know, God gives us all a measure of gifts and talent. And that just happened to be mine. That's one of the gauges I use when I say, for people to come to this publication, that's exactly what I use, discernment. See where their heart is at. Their heart is in. That don't mean I can just look through no voodoo or nothing. It ain't had nothing to do with that. You know, some of you know what I'm talking about. But in any case, getting back to William and Sarah. And they introduced me to this gentleman, Mr. Charles Ock. Charles Ock. And this brother was sharing some information, what happened to him, how he was overcome, how he overcame a lot of things financially. And not how he overcame it, but he also helped a lot of other people achieve success as well. He's actually helping my cousins achieve success financially. And what I'm about to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, is the power. They ain't going to give you no, they just going to talk about some things, what happened to them in their lives. And this is real stuff, real time. If you are going through something financially, if you want to change your lifestyle or your quality of life, I strongly suggest you listen to this, because this may be what you've been praying about all, you know, for years. Because I think it is what I've been praying about as well. And this is a thing that, you know, it doesn't take away anything that I'm doing. But I'm going to do this. I'm going to start off with Buddy and Sarah. And they will introduce you to Mr. Charles Ivory, and then he would take it from there. Just share a brief information, who you are, why are you involved with this thing, and how it can help us. See, that's what I'm about, helping us so that we can help ourselves. I love my people. That's why I do the things I do. I love my people. And when my cousin shared this with me and my brother, and we talked, I talked to my brother, and we talked to Buddy and Sir. Then we talked to Mr. Gentleman by the name of Mr. Brian Bean, and we had a few powwows, and they told me that, this is what they told me, that they're willing to help me, my children, people in the paper, and the people that I know. Not just me doing it, not my brother Walter, we, us, just like we do in the paper, we're a collective force. And that's what we plan to do for you. If you're willing, if you listen to what they're saying, and if you're going through something, just like with the paper we are doing, this is another component to it. And they're new editors in the publication as well. They're part of our family now, too. Not only physically family, but the paper family. But Sarah and Buddy, can you unmute yourselves? And I want you to tell them, especially you, Sarah, you know, when you came to me and shared this 72-hour challenge, can you explain what it is and how you got involved with it?
Sarah? Hey, everybody.
Hello. Go ahead, yeah. Mark. Say hi.
Hey, everybody.
Awesome. Well, first of all, we want to say thank you so much for what you do to serve the community. And thank you for the platform and everybody that's in the background, you know, doing their thing. It's definitely appreciated. This is a high-quality platform. We appreciate the information that's being shared. And we appreciate everybody's heart and passion for service, because we don't rock with everybody. We don't dance with everybody. And just like cousin, you know, Dave said, you have to use discernment of who you align yourself with, who you collaborate with, because it's not always a synergistic situation that entails that happens after you do that. You know, my husband and I are from out of New Jersey. And I'm in healthcare. My husband is in education. we decided, because it was brought to our attention and we saw the need in our own household, that we needed to do something different. So we decided to take the 72-hour money challenge. And what ended up taking place from there is that the team of experts that were put in place rallying around us were able to bring back $1,268.46. Correct. Correct. And it happened every month, month after month after month, you know. And this is something that has never happened. And we had been aligned with different opportunities in the past, but when we saw the results and the ability of our income coming back to our household and the fact that we were able to make impact within individuals within our community because we were helping them get out of the situations that we were in, that was a game changer for us. And we have a lot of team members here. We're a part of what's called the Extra Digit Movement. And we have a lot of our team members on here rallying around the paper, all of you fine folks. So with that, I just want to take a moment and call Mr. Jason Thomas, who kind of took Murphy and I under his wing, and then we became a part of this phenomenal opportunity. So Mr. Thomas, are you still with us, or did you have to go to work? He's coming in all the way from Korea. Let's see.
Yeah, can you unmute yourself, Mr. Thomas?
He was here.
Yeah, he's here, but he just there.
He may have had. He may have had to get to work. He is in Korea, so if not,
he's there. He's there.
I'm here.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Sarah and Murphy, for putting this together and sharing this information. Like Sarah, man, my story is very similar. I joined the Extra Digit Movement and MWR Financial. I took the 72-hour money challenge, and I did it because kind of like what David was talking about earlier is that I didn't have a plan. I didn't have a plan for my finances. I have six children, and I needed to do better, and it was with this company. After taking the 72-hour money challenge, they put $1,091.66 back into my pocket to where that's coming every month. And then they started paying me residually just for sharing this challenge and helping in more people. And so for me, my passion has been always to help people as often as possible. And so as a United States soldier, what I found out is a lot of soldiers don't even have financial education. They give us a lot of different things, but they don't give us the true wisdom to understand how we can better ourselves financially, not just coming to work and doing our job, you know, being overseas and making money, but also once we leave, not just collecting a pension, but also living a lifestyle to where our children don't have to live that same way. You know, like David said earlier, you want your children to live better than you. You don't want them to have to struggle. And what I found out in my 21 years, I know I look kind of young on here, and I hope y'all can hear me, but 21 years active duty, it's just not there. But the education that we're getting, it's not just that we have to figure everything out. We have experts that do all the work, and we just get the results. But it's great having experts that teach you how to help someone else. You know, the Bible tells us to be fishers of men, not just to go make, not just to, you know, fish, but be fishers of men. And so that's what this organization is doing. I'm so excited that David and Dempsey are sharing this with the community, because this is what we need. This is what's going to empower us to go to the next level as a community, not individually, as a community, so that the whole community can rally around and help people like that young lady and like we'll be doing this weekend. So I thank you. I do have to get to work. I'm sorry. But blessings to all of you, and God bless each one of your families. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And David, you know, I just wanted to say that if I had the ability to gather all my family members together and actually put the money out there for them, to be able to be a part of this, to be able to, you know, herd them in, so to speak, because I realize that there's so many people in our family that could that could use this opportunity. But every time I turn around, I don't have it. But I say, well, that's the reason why you should join, because you don't have it. This MWR gave us an opportunity to have it. And guess what? Our children, our grandchildren, I want to be able to say to them that I have it and that you have it as well. It's important to be able to leave that. And that's something that's embedded in my heart now just by being amongst this special group of people here. Charles Ivey has inspired me. He has given me the ability to know that you can do this. And to be able to be a Michael Jordan in this wonderful extra digit movement that we have, I really, really, really appreciate the things that he has been doing, the things that he's doing at this very moment, and the things that he's going to do in the future. And what he's about to do in the future is give some jewels of information. Mr. Charles Ivey, the floor is yours.
Yes, sir. Unmute yourself, sir.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, guys, I really want to thank Jason Thomas for taking the time out all the way from Korea to share his testimony, and to Sarah and Buddy. Hey, I appreciate you guys leading the charge, man. I mean, like you guys are shepherds. You know, there's a difference between a sheep herder and a shepherd, you know. And normally family and friends don't support you, and I've never seen a family like you guys that's supporting one another. And Mr. David, man, my hat goes off to you. My heart goes out to you because, you know, you got the heart of helping people. You're being led by God. I can definitely see that, and that's why you're such a good fit for our organization, because our president put, you know, this whole business together because he feels like he's on a mission from God to bridge the gap between the poor middle class and the wealthy. And I would just share my story a little bit so you can kind of understand what's going on with this opportunity. You know, I grew up just like probably most people, you know, with a poor financial blueprint, okay? My blueprint was to go to school, make good grades, get into college, make more good grades, get a job, find one with some benefits, and work hard. You know, go in early, stay late, and then I can be successful. Well, that's what I was taught. Unfortunately, when I got out of high school, I didn't have the money to go to school, so I did the next best thing and I joined the military. And when I got in the military, I can promise you this, I went in early and I stayed late and I dedicated myself. And while I was in the military, you know, I was living paycheck to paycheck. Then I got married and had kids, and I started living paycheck behind a paycheck. Some of y'all may not know about that, you know. And I did 24 years in the military, so I dedicated myself. But I realized when I retired from the military, I couldn't really retire because I couldn't keep up with the lifestyle that I got used to when I was in the military, and my retirement was not enough. So I ended up having to switch careers, and I became a VA benefit advisor on Fort Stewart. And in October 26th of 2019, a young man by the name of Brian N. Bean, who Mr. David mentioned earlier, had came to me, and he shared this opportunity with me. And he says, Charles, you know, you don't have an income problem. What you do is you have a cash flow problem, and we have to get the money back from the entities that is taking it away from you. And he found this company that's showing people how to create, increase, multiply, and protect their money. And, you know, I was listening to him, and then he told me, he says, the best thing about this company is that they do all the work for you, and then they have a daily guarantee pay that if you share it. So I heard done for you and daily guarantee, and I said, hey, I got to do something better than what I'm doing right now. And what I learned was that everyone can become wealthy. The problem is nobody has ever taught us how to become wealthy. You know, most of the people that I knew grew up with that blueprint of going to school, getting a good job. But even the Bible says that God gives you the ability to create wealth. And that's what the missing piece for me. I didn't know how to create it. You know, the system that I grew up in was showing people how to create wealth for someone else. That's why they want you to go to college so you can get that good job and create wealth for someone else. And then I understood later that wealth is not taught in school. Wealth is passed down from generations to generation. That's why you got the Rockefeller, the Carnegies, and the Fairchilds, and all these wealthy people. You know, they're passing down information. And there's a secret to wealth, but they told the wrong group of people. So now we're sharing the secret with everybody. And so this company that we partner with is MWR, which stands for Make Wealth Real Financial. And so the first thing they did for me in creating some wealth, they say, hey, we got to get the money back from the entities that's taking it away from you. And the first entity it was taxes, the government. And I never realized that taxes was my largest expense. I never looked at it, you know, because the way they get you, they kind of hide it in little bite-sized pieces. But, you know, when they showed me, they said, hey, Charles, look at your check. You know, you got a gross amount and then you have a net amount. And there's a big difference between the two. And in between the net and the gross, I was paying federal taxes, state taxes, Social Security taxes, and FICA taxes. Then I realized that once I got paid and my money went to the bank, every time I took it out, I was paying sales taxes, capital gains taxes, property taxes, luxury taxes, ad valorem taxes, city taxes, county taxes. And then they showed me that there were like 97 different types of taxes that we paid throughout the year that we don't even realize. And so they said the first thing that we're going to do is put more money back into your paycheck because you're overpaying taxes because they saw that I got a refund. And so they explained to me that re means again and fund means money, that they were giving me back my own money, but except for every dollar that I overpaid, they was giving me 75 cents back because when I file my taxes, I get the money the following year. And then the government considered my refund as income, and then they taxed me on the money all over again. They fixed that for me. And immediately I started bringing back $600 back into my paycheck, you know, by the very next period. And I was so shocked that I gave myself a $600 pay raise. I started telling everybody that I knew about this company that was sharing this information, starting with my wife, and it brought back $800 back into her paycheck. So together we was bringing in $1,400 back into our household. This company also have what they call a debt elimination team, to where they get rid of your debt. And so they asked me to put my debt into a system, and they built me out a payment plan. And that payment plan, along with the additional money that I was bringing in from my taxes, had allowed me to eliminate $80,000 worth of credit card debt. And so then my credit scores went up. They asked me to renegotiate my interest rates and my principals, my premiums, and so I was able to refinance my home and ended up paying my home off 16 years early because the bank was taking a third of my money. So, David, you got to understand that taxes was already taking one-third of my income, and that's like working from January to April for the government. And then the banks was taking a second one-third of my income, so that's like working from May to September for the banks. And then I realized that I was losing a lot of money to big business. I started understanding how capitalism worked. And I found out that if you don't understand how capitalism worked, then everybody that does capitalizes on you. And so they showed me that in this country, that there's a holiday every single month that they want you to participate in to take the last one-third of your income. So, you know, we got New Year's in January and Valentine's Day in February, and March was going on spring break, and Easter was coming in April, and May was Mother's Day, June was Father's Day, and Independence Day in July, and it just kept going on and on and on. Kids was going back to school in August. That was a really big spending event for me. September was Labor Day and October was Halloween. I never understood that one. But then in November, they was really hitting us hard with Thanksgiving, and then they started coming out with Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and then stores started opening up early on Thursday. They started naming that Brown Thursday and taking all our money and gearing us up for Christmas. And then I was like, man, you know, I never realized that you know, big business kind of make your wants feel like need. And you know, I didn't make it to college, but in high school, I understood that if the government is taking a third and the bank is taking a third and then big business is taking a third, that's why I was living paycheck to paycheck, because 1/3 + 1/3 + 1/3 = 3/3. That was one. That was my whole check, and I was broke. And so this company showed me how to get my money back. And so once I got my money back, I started moving a little bit forward. And then 5 months after I joined, the pandemic hit. And so because I worked on the military installation, I had took a temporary layoff. Well, I didn't take it. They gave it to me, you know. But it was a layoff without pay. But the good thing about this company, because they allowed us to share it, they was paying me to share it. So I had doubled my income. And so I was still able to take care of my family. But then I really started sharing this information. And 90 days later, when they called me back to work, I actually went in and fired my boss. You know, I told people that, you know, I donated my job back to society. But I fired my boss. And then my wife, she fired her boss as well, because we was making 4 times the amount of money just sharing these opportunities with others. And I can tell you, you know, it ain't going to solve all your problems, but money is definitely not a problem for me anymore, because, you know, 8 months later, I started earning like $14,500 a month. I became the 5th million-dollar residual ring club in the company, and my wife just received hers last year. And so the smart thing about this company, because they do all the work for you, we got some wealth experts that told me, well, Charles, if you're going to leave your job, you have a 401k. Because we're in the middle of the pandemic and everything is falling out the sky, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, 401ks, IRAs, TSP, you need to move that money before it's gone. And so they allowed me to move my money. They rolled it over into what we call land banking. And I was able to take $40,000 and invest it in Southern California, 14 acres of land for $40,000 in California. You can imagine the discount price that was. And that was back in 2021. And today, I'm proud to say that I got 3.8 acres up for sale for $1.2 million. So they're showing us how to multiply our money. And so then I opened up what we call a private reserve account, which is like becoming your own bank. I had a retirement plan from the military, but, you know, I had to set up something a little bit more stable for later on in life. And so I was able to start a private reserve account and a DCA, and I have a 3-year-old, believe it or not. Well, he's 5 now, but when he was 3 years old, I opened up an account for him, because they say when you know better, you do better. And so I wanted to make sure that he didn't have to go through the things that I did coming up. And when he turns 18, I want him to be able to have freedom, options, and choices in life. This young man now is a part of my business, and he earns $50 a day, $1,500 a month. Wow. He invests all $1,500. You know, he invests $500 in his retirement plan. If you can imagine a 5-year-old with a retirement plan, and he invests $1,000 in what we call a diversified cash flow account, to where you can borrow money from it. But it never decreases in value. So just imagine having $80,000 in an account and then borrowing $40,000 to purchase a car, but your account is still growing at $80,000 uninterrupted compound interest like you never took it out. So that's what that's all about. And so, you know, it just kept getting better and better. And not only did they show me how to increase, create, and multiply my money, they showed me how to protect it with what we call a complex trust. And so they set me up this trust system, which is a three-part trust, a business trust, a family trust, and a foundation. Now, Mr. David, I think this is the best thing that they ever done for me, because since taxes was my largest expense, that trust totally eliminated my taxes down to the 5 to 0%. And the 5% is that I have to donate 5% of whatever goes into that charity. And I, you know, I pay my tithes at church, so that covers that 5%. And so the way it works, and this is what's so amazing, that wealthy people do things like that. They just never tell us anything about it. So all my income runs through my business. And so my business, for my business not to pay the taxes on the income, it can actually donate 100% of its profits to the family trust. The family trust is where we pay our mortgage and car notes and send our kids to private school. And whatever money that's not spent, we donate it to our foundation, which is a charitable tax-exempt organization, and that's how we eliminate our taxes. And so this company had allowed me to be able to build a new 6,000 square foot home that I just recently moved in last September. And the best thing about it, that the company pays the mortgage, you know. So now we're trying to tell everybody, you know, that wealth is possible. Wealth is possible, but it has to be created. And there's information out there that's not being taught, but it's being handed down. And so, Mr. David, that's why I'm so excited that you're on board, because, you know, you are a strong voice for the people, to help the people. And you know, we're on a mission. We're on a mission to create as many millionaires as possible, and to expose everybody to this opportunity. So that's my story, and I thank you for allowing me to share it. It's been an amazing ride so far, and like I said in the beginning, I'm so thankful for Sarah and Buddy Murphy over there for bringing you guys in. You know, I love y'all for what you're doing, and I'm here to support. And anybody that wants to partner with us, I always say, you'll be in business for yourself, but never by yourself. You know, so I'll turn it back over to you and answer any questions if anybody have about what we got going on here. But it's truly amazing, and it's very life-changing.
Okay. I appreciate that, you know. You know, for those of you in church, you know, when they say a testimony is a testament, you know, and, well, I ain't gonna say it like that. I'm gonna be nice, you know. You know, they say money talks and other stuff walks. But any case.
Period. You can put a period exclamation point on that. Period with a T.
Yeah, but you know, but the thing is though, you know, it not only pains myself, but I do know a lot of people who are going something. You know, it's not always personal, you know, because we around people that are suffering and hurting too financially. And now here's a way that we can help ourselves and help others as well. And that's what I like about it. See, it's not all about me. Yes, it's about me as well. But, you know, it's about, like I said, the first thing I saw was my children. I just can alleviate them. You know, so, you know, like I said, you can give a man a fish or you can teach him how to fish for himself. And they feed himself for life, as they say. And if I can't give my children anything else better than that, you know, so that they can be self-sufficient for themselves. You know, not what I say, well, not what I do, but like I say, but see, this is a way, and I think it's, you know, for me, it's God sent, because now, see, you don't have to think of everything. You can't be everything to everybody. You know, we were, you know, I told you I'm expert in publishing and stuff like that. When it comes to accounting, money, no. I mess up in the heartbeat. But when it comes to a lot of things, none of us are jack of all trades, you know. Some people are into this and something. That's what makes the National Black Unity Music so special, because we all have special gifts and talents, and then we bring it all together. And it's a powerful package. So if anyone have any questions for Ms. Trotter, for MW, what was that, MWR? How you say that?
MWR, yes, sir.
Okay, I got it right then. And my brother, Mr. Wayne Bennett, you know, who's doing this. Let me say this to you. And Wayne was just on here talking about they trying to raise money because this young lady pretty much did all the right things all her life. And now she's in a financial crunch. And while you was talking about that, Brother Charles, with this, when he came to me and said he wants to do this for her, open up his home and all of this kind of stuff. And when I sit there at breakfast and when she was explaining what she was going through, that was almost like when my children come to me sometimes, say, Daddy, can you? And you don't have. When she was sitting there, my sister, my daughter, that's why I look at things, you know, sitting there in need. I did what I can in the paper and, you know, help put the word up. But what she, that's helping, but what she needed was some money. You know, I could say all the nice stuff, you know, help raise them, but she needed was the cash flow. I'm going to just say this, family. I'm going to just say this, hoping that, because I like to keep it real. Buddy and sir, man, I am so thankful to you two for sharing this with me. I was aware of this program, but the person who was with us one time, he was just talking about housing. He didn't say anything else about none of this, you know. And, but see, you know, people perish for lack of information, as they say.
Correct.
Lack of knowledge. Correct. And if you don't know, you don't know. And like a lot of us, we are perishing because nobody told us about money or how it works and what it can do for you. Now, Brother Charles, man, he went through this stuff so, you know, so smoothly, all the stuff that is happening to us, and we're like sheep for the slaughter. They're just taking this and everybody got their hands on in us.
Correct.
And we wonder where the money went. And I hate to say it, me and my brother, Walter Murphy, were talking about this earlier today. And it hurts me, especially when I'm talking about melanated black people. Do you know how many of us are in jail because of money? Do you know how many people are in the graveyard because of money? You know how many divorces have taken place because of money?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this thing has a far-fetching effect that we say money, but you know, this thing, it's a powerful tool and has done all sorts of things. Our children out here killing and robbing. You know, we had the thing about carjacking here in Baltimore. It's all over the country now, too. They're not doing that thing because they just want to ride a car. Y'all heard about that bridge in Baltimore that fell down, and y'all heard about this great port that they talked about. How big it is, how much track, how much money goes through there. Cause see, most people only hear about the other side of Baltimore where they say all this murders and this stuff taking place. But see, it's a lot of places in Baltimore are captains of commerce and stuff, you know. But you know why these young men are taking these cars? Because they go straight to that port. They pay for them cars. They taking them cars, they hijack and take it to somebody, and they take it to the port and then ship them off. It's all about money. These children are dying. They're killing people over it. All the money. And so now, ladies and gentlemen, see, like I say, just with the National Black Unity News, when they brought this to me, and I ain't going to keep hopping on this because I do know, and I ain't going to tell nobody's story but my own, but I do know a lot of my family members personally is suffering. I do know a lot of my business associates are suffering. I do know people on here can do, just like myself, can do wonders with nothing, pretty much nothing. And but can you imagine the work they can do with something, with their finesse? They had the freedom. Do you know how good it felt? I felt that on only a few occasions when all your bills are paid up and you got a little extra cash flow over. Do you know your whole mindset changed? You feel so good.
Absolutely.
You know, they say it's like, remember that song? It's called A Natural High.
Dempsey, if I might be able to chime in one moment, I just want to say something that Mr. Ivory, thank you so much for your testimony. Again, yes, you were extremely smooth with it, you know, and the fact that you've taken advantage of so many of the services, you are able to speak to it. You're a testament of it. But one thing I will say for certain, two things for sure, like not only is this organization creating, increasing, and multiplying and protecting our income, but the crazy part is when all them taxes get paid out, we didn't even really shake that branch of how much the IRS got to come back and give us, right? Because we have business partners that, because they're business partners, they're writing off vehicles every single year. They're writing off hair, nails, spa treatment, vacations, cruises. And listen, everything you spend the money on, period, we're able to write off now because we're legitimate business owners. So you're going to spend the money on these things anyway. Why not let Uncle Sam pay for it? How many years has he been sticking it to you? Stick it back to him. They say pay Caesar what Caesar is due. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. And we don't avoid taxes. We don't evade taxes. That's illegal. I'm going to tell you that right now. We do not evade taxes. We give Caesar what Caesar's due, but we don't overpay what's not our share. As business owners, we provide a service that's needed in our community, and we're able to share it forward, and the government sees the value in that, so they allow us to tell Uncle Sam to get out my pocket and give me mine back. We got a business partner who's not on this Zoom today, but just this year, wrote off $107,000, and now the IRS owes him even a $5,000 rebate. Mr. Jason Thomas, who you just heard, his whole platform is about food, faith, and finance. And he's a foodie. He goes to eat at restaurants all over the world, and he posts his pictures, and then that's a business expense because he's using it to market his business. Another thing that wasn't even mentioned, and my heart goes out to the young lady we were talking about who's finding herself in all these difficulties with the people coming after her for taking a stand, and nothing against her. But when you know better, you do better. That same situation can happen to any one of us on any platform that we're on. You have a target on your back when you're serving, and you're serving in a great way, and the devil don't like that. And we shaking his branches, and he don't like it. So he's coming for us. So why not protect your family, protect your legacy, live a legacy while you leave a legacy, and put all of that in a trust? Because a trust is written in English common law, and guess who can't touch it? Not the government, not the IRS, not the man, not your boss. Nobody can penetrate that. Nobody can penetrate English common law when the trust is put together in a way that our experts are able to do the work for you. And unfortunately, we didn't get our hands on that young lady before all these trials beset her, because she would not be in this situation right now if that were the case. And I'm not speaking nothing against her, but that can happen to any single one of
us. That's right. You definitely read about that.
That's my wife.
Yes, sir. By the grace of God, there go I. You know.
That's the importance of education.
Oh, anybody who's on the call may have some concerns, some questions, or anything like that. This is the time to unmute yourself. Just jump right on in.
Hello, this is Cheryl T. Ricks. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. You know, one of the things that, you know, as we get out into the community and we get out of our little bubble and we get out of just being around people that are where we are, know what we know, and, you know, don't know what we know, you start learning things. And one of the things that I learned, I guess it's been a few years now, is about the trust. And I had my will done, but I didn't get it notarized and filed, because I know that the only way you can avoid probate is to put it in a trust. So I did, I had it. I just didn't, you know, file it and all that good stuff. The other thing is I'm a business owner as well, and I was working, you know, have y'all ever heard of the way that the Rockefellers got all their wealth? You ever heard of how they did it through insurance policies and things like that? Well, I'm working with, he's not a African American person, but he's a Christian, and he's been helping one of my other friends to help, you know, get these insurance policies where you actually, you don't have to leave the money to people to waste. You know, it can keep growing and going from generation to generation. So that's what I'm working on. But what I wanted to find out is I don't have bills. I have like, I don't have a house. I mean, I have the rent I pay for, you know, and my, you know, house, you know, expenses, just daily living, but I don't have bills. I don't have debt. Thank God I just got my student loans forgiven by the president, so I don't have that anymore. So so how would your program help me if I don't have debt? And my, you know, I would be interested in getting my credit better. I think it's probably like 7-something. I would like to, so how would your program help me since I don't have bills?
Well, I would say this, you know, our program covers a wide variety of things. So the investment and the trust would be the number one. Now, I don't know what type of trust you got structured, but most trusts are structured in statutory law. And like what Sarah was talking about, the English common law, it actually makes you bulletproof. And because of that, you can't be audited. And then you can keep all your money. And then you can, like, because I have a charitable organization, let's say Sarah had one too, you know, I told you the requirements was the 5%. I can donate my 5% to Sarah, and because she has the same requirements, she can donate the 5% back to me. And that's how the wealthy people keep their money. Now, the Rockefellers, you know, they do a lot of things with endowments. You know, most people don't realize that all the HBCUs was set up by the Rockefellers. And, you know, their famous words was to own nothing but control everything. And every year, these HBCUs are providing wealth for the Rockefeller families still today and forevermore. And so where our company can help you at is especially since you're debt-free or don't have any bills, is with the investments. And so you would be able to leave a legacy. Like I shared with you with our land banking program, within just 3 short years, you know, I took a $40,000 investment and bought 14 acres of land that's in the path of growth. And right now we got 3 of it up for sale for $1.2 million. I don't know any investments that's turning that fast for that short amount of money. You know, they say the bigger the risk, the greater the reward. But I didn't even have to write a check to make that investment. I just rolled over something that I was told to do years ago, and that was to invest in the 401k, which I shouldn't have invested in the first place because I didn't really understand that the 401k was just another way that big business is finding a way to shortchange us. You know, the pension plan was way better when you work 40 hours for 40 years to get 40% of your income. But now people are starting to live longer. And, you know, companies don't have to burden that for the rest of your life once you retire. So they put the burden on the people to invest in a 401k, but the problem is it comes out of their working capital. So most people don't match it or max it out, and the company's only going to match just a certain percentage. And if you use the interest calculator, you'll find out that it'll be never enough to sustain you. So where our company, we even invest in precious metals, you know, so tangible assets that you can hold. We also have keys to home ownership that you can get involved with. Because real estate is another investment that doesn't lose value. So we can help you in the investment portion for sure. And the recurring bills that you do have, you know, we got a debt elimination team that can eliminate that as well.
You mean all the things, you know, the Zooms, the park, all these things I pay for my business, you can get rid of them.
Absolutely. Well, not the Zooms.
But those are the kind of bills I have. I have, like, subscriptions.
Okay, and you don't have a phone bill?
Yeah, I do. I have a
phone bill. You don't have a cable bill?
If I don't pay it, how do I keep my phone?
Say it one more time.
I said, if I don't pay my cell phone bill, how do I keep my phone?
No, you pay it. What we do is reduce it. What we do, we lower. We have a bill negotiation team that lowers bills, cell phones, internet, cable bill, home security systems, you know, those type of reoccurring bills.
Okay.
And that's part of us creating cash flow, because the first thing we do is put the money back into your pocket. And the main thing we do is tackle the taxes. And like Sarah said, you know, if you go to the IRS.gov website, I can show you guys that, I mean, your car, your food, you know, your vacations, all that stuff the government is willing to give back to you. I can show you that if you have kids and if you hire your kid, that's one of the reasons why I got a five-year-old earning $1,500 a month. Everything that you do for that child is a taxable write-off if you did it the correct way. You know, clothes for schools, birthday parties, Christmas, proms, graduations, you name it. If you spent money on a child, you can probably get all that money back. The government is allowing you to write off at least a standard deduction for hiring your children, which is, I believe, this year somewhere around $14,000 per child. So, you know, it's that type of information that we didn't understand, or, well, we never even got the information to understand that made the difference in life for me. And the education alone is worth the price of the membership. And I heard Mr. David said that freedom comes with a price. Well, this freedom comes with a price of $149.97. That's the price I had to pay for freedom. But we put you in a position for it to be self-funded. So the education alone is priceless, so we can just help you with that. But I would definitely take advantage of the investment. Now, the insurance that you were talking about goes along with our DCA and our private reserve, because it is a whole life insurance, and that's the reason why you can borrow from it, and that money will still grow uninterrupted and compounding. And because of our DCA, you even earn dividends on it, because now you own a piece of the company. So you get paid dividends as well as interest. And whatever you pull out of it, you know, it's up to you how you determine whether you're going to pay yourself back or not, because the money you pull out is collateralized with the insurance policy. So if something was to happen to you, whoever the beneficiary would just be minus that amount of money that you took out if you don't pay yourself back. So our whole mission is to show people how to create wealth. And as I said in the beginning, you know, I was taught how to create wealth for somebody else by working hard on a job. And this company showed us that money is supposed to work for you, and you're not supposed to work for money. And so we put you in a position to where your money works for you instead of you working for the money.
Okay. All right. So I'll reach out with the numbers that they put on this for Dempsey Murphy. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Great questions, yo. Great questions. Thank you so much for chiming in on that.
Anyone else before we call it tonight?
Yes, hi. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Brother Vernon, how are you?
All right. Yeah, I'm excited to hear all this information. It's definitely something I think we as people need to, you know, get involved in so we can, you know, migrate to a better place for us as a people. But I'm excited to hear this and to learn more. It definitely sounds like something I want to get involved and do, you know, especially for what I'm doing. I definitely, you know, need to protect everything that I'm doing. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Brother Brown, he has his own TV, his own station, you know. So again, and Brian, like I say, he go a long way back, and we used to do some things together in a similar format. But Brian, we're gonna talk to you about that. I had you on my radar anyway, sir. So, you know, so I'll be talking to you about that. But in any case, anyone else? Right. Well, let me say this in closing. To Mr. Wayne Bennett, you know, again, sir, I do appreciate you so much for, you know, for the work you're doing and for stepping up. But also want to let you know that, you know, because you are raising money for Maryland and, like you say, but I'm quite sure that you will find why a lot of people did not give to support her. Because they just didn't have, and this is a crisis in our community, and I do believe that this program that has been presented to us, that this will help eliminate that. Now we all, those who are involved with the National Black Men, doing a great and wonderful work, and God put that on your heart, and I know you will continue to do it. But at the same time, you know, I always say, why work hard when you can work smart? You know, and why work smart if you ain't got no cash to go with it? But in any case, you know, we can do all of these things. Like I say, I am convinced personally. I am convinced because now I see not only with the National Black Unity News, because I think it was last night, there was a young lady that chimed in and said she was a business owner and said she financing her business with this program. And you already know about all the tax breaks and stuff you do get when you are a business owner off your business. But my major concern is us, and when I say us, we, my people, like I said, I have a burden for my people, not just my own personal family, but for all Black people. Because, like I say, for generations and generations, we have been suffering. And, you know, because I bring a lot of people on here, and I know firsthand because I lived in those days, this thing they call the welfare system, what it has done to destroy us as a people. You know, they, first of all, they took men out the homes because men couldn't be in the house if they were receiving, you know, funding. Separated the family, and you see the results of that today. And then it started putting in there what I would call, some people do like as a handout of this, that, but I call it a curse. Because people living off of crumbs and satisfied with it. You know, instead of making your way, and see, you know, it's a lot of things that have happened. But now, on the flip side, here we are today, and the door has been opened where we can break some of these generational curses, not only for yourself, but for your children and your children's children. And again, buddy and sir, I do appreciate you, you know, for sharing this with me. My brother, I do appreciate you, Mr. Charles Ivory, man. You know, you bring it home every time because you're just speaking truth to power. And, you know, and you tell it just like it is, you know. And see, you know, people can talk the talk, but when you walk in it, it makes a big difference. Now, I could say something all day long. They look at me, I done lost my mind. So, but you know, they say, but you know, but something was when you walk, you know, you have proof that, you know, this thing is, it can be successful. But in, sir, have proof. Proof. You know, the angels talking what has changed their lives. And I do know. I know. Because, you know, when you know that, you know, just like with the National Black Unity, I know that we have blessed a multitude of people and we will continue to do so. We are blessing people all over this world now. Now, can you imagine how much more of a blessing, not only to bring them information to enhance their quality of life, but also bring them resources, finances that can increase their quality of life as well. That's a powerful combination. And I'm going to say to my new family, we got a powerful combination here. That not only can we help people out financially, but we can share this thing all over the world. You know, they can say God works in powerful ways. And I think this is one of the ways that it's almost, to me, it's like a no-brainer, because you ain't selling nothing. You ain't pushing nobody. All you're doing is giving a testimony what has been done to you. It's as simple as that. It just did this for me. And all I did was share. And then I get paid for it too. But just, you know, man, I mean, that to me, you know, and again, it's so simple to me. It's just like the National Black Unity News. Then nowhere on earth you can get this much exposure for the least amount of dollars. We know the cost of advertising. We know what it takes. But a lot of people sometimes have problems with it because they don't understand it. And a lot of times people have problems with money because, like my brother said, we don't understand it. But that's our job. And that's why I guess it's all of our job. Now we can explain it to people. You know, now you can learn it. Like I say, no more excuses. And so, Mr. Wayne Bennett, I thank you for your time this evening, sir. Dr. Pender, Vernon, Sarah, and Buddy Murphy, Mr. Charles Ivory, my brother Thomas over there in Korea, and who else is on here? Dempsey Murphy and Neil Spencer, Vernon, and a couple other people on here. Brother Satawi and Brother Satai, Catherine Brown, and everybody else. And I was talking to Ms. Brown about this morning as well. I was talking to, you know, Satawi and everybody else. You know, this does make sense to them. But, you know, again, we want to thank you all for being with us on this Monday night podcast. And we will be on tomorrow night for the National Black Unity News podcast hosted by Ms. Kathleen Murphy. And you're all welcome to come on. We will send you out information. We can meet some more of our family members. And again, we'll be back here next Monday at this time. And don't forget, Ms. Trotter, that we will have an event for the National Black Unity News this upcoming Saturday at noon. It's about us. She putting this on for us. You know, this is the kind of stuff, people that we're running across now. And this lady puts on top-notch events, and she's going to be in Virginia next month. And matter of fact, she's going to be in Florida, and she's taking this paper everywhere she goes. And guess what? We got people right now in Geneva with our publication, in Africa with our publication. We got people in Panama, England. I was on an England radio show this morning. I tell you, man, it's happening like that. And the door's open. Last week I was in New York and the other day in California. I thought this on online. And now I bring good news. Now I can bring me even greater news. And so, again, I thank you all for the work you're doing. And I thank you for your time, because I know you all are busy people, just like we are busy people. But we do take time, because sometimes you just have to show up. And when you show up, things happen. So again, I'm going to say good night to each and every one of you. Be safe, and hoping to see you next week, and hoping to see you tomorrow night, and hope to see you Saturday and all that good stuff. So you take care. God bless, and have a good and be safe. Take care.
Good night, David.
Take care. God
good
bless.
Night, everyone.
Good night. Good night.
Goodbye.